Impact-Driven Entrepreneur, episode 84, Undercharging and Overdelivering. Let's talk about it.
Welcome to the Impact-Driven Entrepreneur, the podcast that helps you expand your reach and convert that reach into clients so you can lead your tribe with confidence and create change in the world while living the life you desire. And now your host, certified business coach and consultant, Mariana Ruiz.
Welcome back to the Impact-Driven Entrepreneur. Today I wanted, totally hit my desk. Today I wanted to talk about undercharging and over-delivering. Now, why is this topic important? Why are we talking about this, Mariana? Why? Here's the thing. I think in the online space or in the coaching industry or in business in general, we want to over-deliver. We're told this is a great thing. We're told this is what sets us apart and all of these things. But I think it's actually can be quite detrimental to yourself and to your business and even to your clients. And I'm going to show you hopefully in this episode why the most impactful thing may not be over-delivering. And I'm going to share with that with you a little bit more about that. And then underpricing, you guys know, if you don't already, please go sign up. We are doing a challenge all about money and money mindset. It's not called a challenge this time. We're calling it a boot camp, friends, boot camp. So we're doing a money mindset boot camp. It's called Make the Money You Deserve, hashtag no settling. And we're really going to hold you accountable to really up leveling from being just an entrepreneur or maybe even a struggling entrepreneur to a really, truly thriving CEO, right? What do we got to do? How do we have to behave? What are the aspects? What are the elements that are really going to help us get there? One of the big ones, secret and truth bomb, money mindset, right? And that's what we're covering in this bootcamp. So go to impactdrivenentrepreneur.com/no settling to register. And again, I'm going to go deeper into undercharging, but I think undercharging and over-delivering are part of the same conversation. Because for undercharging, right, we have to over-deliver, right? Like if we are over-delivering, then immediately we are undercharging. And so I think that there's this notion in the online space that we must over-deliver. But then for many people, that either looks like way undercharging or charging ridiculous amounts of money that are like almost impossible rates for your clients, right? Like we've heard of these programs, right? They're like $100,000 for a coaching program. I don't know. I've never bought a $100,000 program, so I can't really say whether that was worth it or not, right? However, I know that at the phase that I'm at in my business, that's not an investment I'm ready to make, right? That's what I do now. So how do we serve our clients in a way that really and truly is going to make the most impact for them and is going to allow us to come to the coaching relationship in a very full cup way? Because here's, I think, the problem with undercharging. I think we think of it as like, well, it's so beneficial to them. It's going to help them, all of these things. But there's a couple things that are a problem with undercharging. The first piece is it's actually, in my opinion, a disservice to your clients if you're undercharging. And I mean extreme undercharging. So I've seen people charge $50 for a program that includes everything and the kitchen sink when really it needs to be at least 10 times that, okay? So that's what I mean by severe undercharging. And I think it's a disservice because I want to ask you, if you've invested in a program and let's say you invested $15 for a tripwire offer, right? Those little baby offers that are on the back of opt-ins sometimes, right? If you invested $15 for that and I'm asking you to do, maybe I'm asking you to do something that is going to cause a little bit of resistance, a little bit of fear. Perhaps it's something you're a little uncomfortable with, right? The way you're going to show up for that, if you've paid $15 for that piece of information, or if you've paid $500 for that piece of information, is two very different situations, okay? how I'm going to show up. If I paid $15, I may think, you know what, this is bullshit. I don't need this. I'm actually good. Or, you know what, I just don't have time for that. However, if I've spent $500 to learn that information, I'm going to be a little bit more cautious about whether I make that investment back, right? And even more so if I've spent $5,000, right? And so what I want to really help you to put your, like, wrap your brain around is that undercharging is not always the most of service to our clients for this reason. Because how they're going to choose to show up to that investment is going to look very different based on the price that they paid. So that's the first piece about undercharging. The second piece about undercharging is how we feel as the practitioner. So when we're undercharging, we may get some resentment. We may get some sense of, this is just not worth it. We may not be showing up with a full cup because we have nothing to pay our bills with and feel and fill our cup, right? So is that truly, right? Like, and I always wrap things back to service because I think for most of us, right, we are impact driven. We want to help people. So if you show up to the investment that they've made with less than a full cup, is that the most of service? Is that truly serving them? And if your answer is yes, you win an award for, superhuman. But if your answer is, you know what? No, I do get that, right? I do get some resentment. You are not alone and there is nothing wrong with you, right? There's nothing wrong with you. It is not a fair, even energy exchange. So do not blame yourself. Do not say I'm being selfish or like I should be more selfless. I should not worry about my stuff, you know? But the reality is we are humans. If we didn't worry about our stuff, if we didn't take care of ourselves, we would not exist as a species, right? And so that resentment, that lack of wanting to give at the highest level and show up with the full cup is a natural evolutionary process because we are humans. And so that brings me to, okay, if it's not the most of service to our clients, if it is not the most of service to ourselves, and therefore we can't show up for our clients at the highest service, why do we continue to play out the story that we should be charging less or that we need to, you know, be the most affordable or any of those things? If you've seen my Facebook posts, you've seen me talking about this, right? If you're playing the I want to be more affordable, or if you're buying into people's excuses that they can't afford your program, number one, there are legitimately people that can't afford your program. There are always going to be. But I'll tell you right now, I've had clients who charge $50 for this program that they needed to be charging way more for, right? And they still had money objections. So it's not really about the money. It never really is. It's about way more than that. It's about how you are marketing, how you're positioning, how you are presenting. If you're conveying the value, the true value of your program, are you owning your gifts and what you can do? That is the true, the real problem. The problem is not the price, okay? The real problem is what's underneath that, right? And for many of my clients, especially if you are thinking that like the next certification, the next testimonial, like I remember this was me, right? Like I remember thinking, okay, once I get a client that reaches six figures, then I am going to be able to really promote the heck out of that testimonial. And then I'll be able to be more charging more money. or, you know, once, but then it became, okay, well, then once I get someone that gets to 100,000 or not 100,000, that's just barely baby six figures, right? Like, let's get someone to 500,000. Now let's do 1 million, right? Like, the bar's always going to be raising. But what I realized through that process for myself was that I was just skirting and like basically pushing under the rug the real problem, which is my low self-confidence, right? Thinking that the confidence had to come from stuff outside of myself when really it had to do with my brain and what I was saying to myself and what I was, how I was showing up for myself, right? And this happens with degrees. It happens with certifications. It happens with all of this stuff, right? Testimonials. It happens with everything. And so when you're in the cycle of undercharging and over-delivering, there are some mindset things that we need to iron out, right? We need you to own your value. We need you to own what your gifts are, what you truly want to be here for, what you're here to do. And also, right, realizing that by doing that, right, like I can choose to work on my confidence. I can choose to really turn this part around. And by doing that, then I can have way better service, right? Like, as a product of me not undercharging, as a product of me really owning my gifts and owning what I do, I can then show up with the full cup and serve my clients. I can then show up more confidently to sales calls and to my marketing, right? It's like this positive uphill trajectory that becomes possible when we do the internal work on ourselves. And then let's talk about over-delivery, right? I've shared before, and I don't know if I've shared it for some time, so I'm going to share this story. So when I started my first coaching business, I had it on the side as I was climbing my way up the corporate ladder. And the week that I was asked to oversee 3 hospitals in the area, I had my side coaching business. I was a health coach, and I had my 16-month-old at home, and I was pregnant. And I had my baby preemie that week, that same week, okay? And that was a struggle because my daughter was born at 2 pounds. She was in the ICU for 68 days and comes home on breathing monitors. Luckily, I was a nurse, so I was able to take care of her. I was an ICU nurse for several years, and I got to take care of her at home rather than her staying in the hospital for an additional 3 months. And I thought, oh my gosh, like, what am I doing? How am I going to make this work? I just leaned 100% into my coaching business. And when I say 100%, I mean like all hands on deck, all in. Okay. So I was pumping, you know, breast, because she couldn't breastfeed at the time. She still had like this feeding tube and stuff, right? So I was pumping and literally building my website and, like, you know, lead generating on social media. So I share this with you for a couple of reasons. Number one, no matter what you're going through, you can do this. Like, you can totally do this. Number two, I completely sold out my coaching practice because I did go balls to the wall, right? Like, I was in there. And I got to 15K months and had a full practice. I think I had around 15 clients one-on-one, all one-on-one, okay? Because I was still so blocked in terms of, like, can I really provide help if I'm not really with the person, right? Like, and all of these mindset blocks that I was experiencing. And I was over-delivering so much. So I would meet my clients every single week. I would review all and any of their copy. There were clients, I literally would do their websites for them. On top of coaching and strategy and mindset, like, I literally was doing everything. And it was so it was so much pressure for me, right? Like I was trying to be the saving grace, not only like for my own business, but then like for their business. And it was like, it became this very strange thing. And I was so confident. I wasn't confident in many things, right? Like the confidence piece is strange. I was confident in some things, but then I wasn't confident in others. One thing I was confident about is that if you worked with me, I would do everything in my power to get your results. And that's still the case, right? Like at this point, I do anything in my power to get my clients' results. I definitely do that, right? Like I will show up for you 110%. That's always been my motto. However, I was like, man, like, but why aren't they seeing it, right? Like when I say I'm going to show up for you, like I mean it, right? And I was over delivering so much, like basically writing their copy and doing all of that, which I don't do anymore. But I was doing all these other things where basically I had 15 businesses, right? Like that it's too much. It was way too much. And I was confident in that, in my ability to sell in other people's businesses so much that I actually did offers where it was like, make your money back guarantee. I guarantee you're going to make your entire investment back because I know I'm going to help you do that, right? Like, and I was doing these kind of crazy offers and people were going crazy about them and they were buying them. So what I learned in all of this is that although I thought I was doing the most service by doing everything for my clients, I actually wasn't helping them as much as I thought I was. Because what would happen is it would cause this codependency, right? So it meant that like they'd have to stay on and they'd need me to keep doing their copy, or they'd need me to, you know, stay on top of things, right? And that actually was not of service. Right. And so when we look at over delivery, I really want you to ask yourself, am I over delivering so much that I'm not giving them a chance to step up to their personal responsibility and create independence? Right. Because ultimately, that is our goal as a coach or even as a consultant. For many of you, right? Like if you're a consultant, you may be like, but I want them to keep hiring me for consulting, right? But isn't it more powerful if you can do consulting, right? And more valuable, right? So talking about pricing, you could charge way more if you did consulting in a way that trained their team so that they could be independent and then go off on their merry way, right? You could just come in, deliver on that, and like leave, right? A business model, a different business idea, a different business model than maybe what you're running right now. But for me, as my children started to become more independent, I thought to myself, you know what? There really is a ton of value that I am not giving because I'm trying to do everything. And I'm trying to control things in their business where instead I need to be focused on empowering. And that completely changed my mindset about over delivery. And instead, I went to this mindset of, oh, right, like the most service I can give is actually to empower them. Instead of over delivering, my mission became empowerment. And not only did that feel so much lighter for me, like, right, because I didn't feel responsible for all of these businesses. But it helped me to really remember that, okay, that is the most beautiful gift I can give them because they're going to be able to turn around and make that happen for themselves moving forward. And I remember the first pair of clients that I had that I really like went all in with this empowerment piece, and it was Flora and Christy. And I helped them with a launch. They, we had them launch. I taught them the launch process, like the numbers, the psychology behind it, and like the marketing, right? Like I really just was focused on empowering them to recreate it. And that's exactly what happened. You know, they made their first, literally like their first launch ever. And they had a 5K month and were able to recreate consistent and replicable 5K months to the point that they, you know, like were able to have Flora leave her job, move to their dream house across the country, right? And they didn't hire me again. And so, you know, like after that, they didn't even need me. And it was, at first it was like an ego thing for me. I was like, oh my God, like that sucks. Like I should have done it differently, right? But at the same time, there was this proud moment that like only, I think the only way I can describe it is like when you're a mom and like your child does something that like, you're like, oh my God, I'm so proud of you. And also you're growing up. And so I want to cry at the same time, like that. Okay. And I found that that became my mission, right? Is how can I empower them and allow them to run on their own? And, you know, I'm not saying that like you have to do it in 1 month or 2 months, right? Like my programs now are a whole year, but it's because we're working on a big goal for some people, right? For other people, they're going to hit the six figures in their group program right away. For other people, they're going to hit their six figure. Like if you're brand new, you may not hit your six figures in your group program for a year. So number one, I think it's important that we have a reasonable time frame for them to become independent or to reach that goal. The second piece is how can we empower them so that they're then able to go out there and recreate and recreate and recreate that same result, because that's ultimately more valuable and therefore we can then charge more for it. And so this is just a conversation that I think is so important. I've shared here with you so many personal aspects of my evolution in figuring it out. And like, this is still a work in progress for me, right? As I'm looking at my programs, I'm like, okay, there's still, so my program is the Profitable Impact Formula. We help you to create, launch, and scale a six-figure group program and really to create sustainable, predictable, consistent, recurring revenue in your company. And we do this all the way, like literally A through Z. My goal, because I invested in so many programs that like were like this, like, okay, Frankenstein type thing, right? Like I learned Instagram marketing over here, and then I learned launching over there, and then I learned Facebook over here. But like there was no cohesion. And then what I found is like I needed to invest in another program then to learn copywriting, and then another program, right? And like I didn't want that for my clients. I wanted it to be a place where like white glove, you're going to get A through Z, everything you need to do to build a consistent, recurring, predictable income in your business and build out that six-figure group program in your business. And so it's literally A through Z, everything you need, and you don't need to invest in any other programs during the whole year that you're in coaching. And that's actually what I prefer for you, because what happens is if we're investing in different teachers, then like they might have a theory that contradicts a different teacher. And then you're like, oh, but which one do I listen to? Right. Like, and for me, a lot of how I've built my business and what has worked the best for me is to find my own way. Yes, follow principles. Yes, follow guidelines, right? And best practices, and do it in my way. And so my goal with my coaching programs is to help people to really empower them to find their own way, right? Because that's ultimately how you gain true independence, right? It's not only following what the teacher says. It's, okay, this is what the teacher says. This is what the coach is saying. And this is my way, right? Like, and so anyways, I got a little bit sidetracked, but as I'm building out this program, I mean, I have it already built out, but as I'm adding some new aspects and elements to it, I thought, and I met with Catherine, my OBM, a couple of weeks ago, and I said, you know what, like, I think where people are asking me for help may actually be another level, right? I don't want to overwhelm the people who are new and who are just starting, and it would be a disservice if I taught them everything, including the advanced tactics in the beginning. And so I said, you know what, we're going to build a second level. And that's what we're currently working on developing, which won't be out for a few more months. But there, when you're building out your program, couple things. One, be willing to test and tweak. So if the pricing is not the right pricing, if the delivery is not the right delivery, right, test and tweak those so that it is all in alignment for that person and being the highest service for them, that can be replicatable, right? Like that is like a huge piece, right? And then the second piece is, let's make sure that our pricing is going to allow them to show up, and it's going to allow you to show up at your highest level of service. Because nobody can give from an empty cup. So don't expect yourself to, right? That's only going to set yourself up for disappointment and negative emotions. And on the other hand, right, like your clients, it's actually not of most service to them if you undercharge. It's not of most service if you overdeliver, because you could easily overwhelm them, especially for us if we're high T's, right? Like I'm a high T. Like I think and I can pretty much take pretty complex concepts and like distill them down, right? But that doesn't mean just because I can teach it that it can be implemented and that it is being implemented immediately, right? Like that's what coaching is about, is like, here's the thing we're going to do, okay? Let's help you find your own way of doing it, and let's get you to think in a way that's going to support you actually executing and integrating this rather than it being something you just know in, from a book or from a class. So those are my kind of all over the place a little bit thoughts about underpricing, over delivering, and this conversation that I think is so important for you if you're a coach, a consultant, even a healthcare professional of any kind, and you're finding yourself wanting to help so much that you're like not able to build, you know, sustainability with your business, or you are ending up with these, you know, programs that are like filled to the brim, but then aren't really like something that is replicatable for them. And then the other piece is make sure you're in the challenge / boot camp that we're doing. We're going to start February 25th. So if you're listening to this episode before that, you can still join. Even up to the week of that, you can still join. If not, you'll have to go to this landing page and see if we're going to run it again and get on the waiting list. So impactdrivenentrepreneur.com/no-settling. And I can't wait to continue to have this conversation about money mindset, because it's huge. And in that boot camp, we're also going to talk about the 7 steps to going from a struggling entrepreneur to a thriving CEO, what it really takes to make that happen, and where you really stand with each of those elements, right? We've been talking a lot about money and about money mindset in the Facebook group, and we're going to continue to throughout the next few weeks. So join us if you're not in there already. There's no obligation to opt in if you join the Facebook group. It's the Coaching for Impact community, but you're going to see some of the goodness. And if you're on the email list, you're going to get, you know, like the full PDF and everything that goes along with the bootcamp and additional trainings. We are going to be doing some really cool scholarships and bonuses that I have never done them like this before. So I'm really excited. If you have been wanting to work with me, but maybe you're like, I don't know. I don't know if I can. I don't know if I should, blah, 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 blah. Make sure you're in this program, in this bootcamp, because it's a free 5-day experience. But then beyond that, there's an opportunity to win some coaching with me additionally that all will be announced a few days before we start. I just want to tell you like all the secrets. But I can't. So make sure you're in there, impactdrivenentrepreneur.com/no-settling, and let's get you to stop settling for less than what you deserve in terms of money, in terms of abundance, in terms of receiving, and really create these programs that are going to serve your audience at the next level, right? Serve your clients at the next level. And having that sustainable business can help you to show up fully. So if you haven't been, I invite you to come and join us in the bootcamp. Okay, I'll see you there. impactdrivenentrepreneur.com/no-settling. Head on over to impactdrivenentrepreneur.com where you can find an arsenal of videos, blog posts, and previous podcast episodes to help you increase your profit and impact. Again, impactdrivenentrepreneur.com, and click on blog. Enjoy.